our culture really tries to deceive us in that we are more limitless than we actually are, and just how we can embrace our creaturehood, how we can rest. I think women have such a hard time resting. What does it look like to place the things that we are gifted in and then the things that we are not gifted in all before the Lord?
Welcome to The Weekly, a podcast brought to you by Calvary Bible Church. I'm your host, Amy Drake. Get connected and stay connected with everything that's happening on your campus by going to calvarybible.com. Ladies, I want to welcome Jennifer Rubel and Whitney Kelly to the podcast today. We're going to spend a little time talking about what happened with women's ministry this spring. And Lori Wirth, our Boulder Women's Ministry Director, was not able to be with us today, but she was able to share with us a few things, and so we'll talk about those things as well. But ladies, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Whitney, how are things going on the Thornton campus? You guys are growing by leaps and bounds.
We are. We have had a wonderful last study. I tell you, God is doing amazing things at the Thornton campus, and it's really such a privilege to get to watch what he is doing. I feel like we typically have our studies that are happening summer, fall, and spring, where we dive into a book of the Bible and we study deeply together, and those have been so rich and so good. And then this April, we got to take a step away and really look into a book and dive deeply into more of a topic, particularly looking at spiritual disciplines. And that has just been so rich and so rewarding for us this spring.
That's incredible. And Jennifer, what's been happening at the Erie campus?
Yeah, I would say similar to Thornton, what Whitney shared, the fall and spring, we usually do a book of the Bible. And then in the April study, we take usually a section of either a book or a topic that we want to focus on. And that's been just a really encouraging kind of pause from our normal rhythm, inviting women in for 4 weeks to study something together.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Mm-hmm. And Lori shared that on the Boulder campus, they did a spiritual gifts study, which is something that I actually took a class from Lori here at our Erie campus, yeah. But they did it in Boulder. And just what a gift that was for women to step away from the things, the distractions of life, and to really focus on how God has gifted them in so many different ways. And so we'll get an opportunity to talk a little bit more about what they did as well. But
sure. So we decided to take a moment to dive deeply into spiritual disciplines, really coming out of what Paul was telling the Philippians in Philippians 4, verse 9. He said, everything that you've learned, that you've seen, that you've heard to me, I want you to put that into practice. And again, in 1 Timothy 4, where he talks about we need to be training ourselves up in godliness. And so we decided to take this moment to really step away and think about how are we putting into practice the things that we know, the things that we know are true about God, and really applying them to our lives right now. And we had a survey that went out at the end of the fall, and our women were saying, we really want more insight into this. Like, it's hard in the world that we live in the demands of the culture, the things that are knocking at our door, to really know what does it look like to follow Jesus as a disciple in our daily lives. And so we chose to stop this topic of spiritual disciplines, and we went through Mason King's book, Spiritual Disciplines, How to Become a Healthy Christian. And what I loved most about it, I think, is that it was not this prescriptive list of things to be doing as a Christian, but it was really centered around the heart. And how do we take our attention, our emotions, even our limits, and how do we put those before God on a daily basis? And I think we saw the fruit of that in our groups and in our discussions. It was beautiful.
That's really powerful. Jennifer, what about on the Erie campus? What did we do here on the Erie campus?
Yeah, we chose a study on Christ-centered relationships. Our book study is Craving Community, How the Gospel Helps You Cultivate Faithful Friendships. And we really chose that thinking about our shaping the Calvary shaping value of choosing and committing to authentic Christ-centered relationships, loving relationships with one another. We found that there were a lot of women, we had conversations with women throughout the year, just desiring deeper connection with one another. And so we really wanted to think about how could we grow together as a community of faith in authentic relationship with each other. I think we're in a cultural moment right now where social media has such an influence that we're not having those one-on-one in-person relationship. And I think that social media has an empty promise of fulfilling friendship that it can't meet, because God's design is for us to live one-on-one and in small group and in larger group community, but in person, life on life, and that can't help happen unless we're together. And so that's one of the reasons we chose this study. I think a lot of people feel like maybe they've either missed out on that kind of loving relationship, or maybe they haven't felt equipped to pursue those. And so this was a really practical study. It was really helpful for us. It was really an invitation for us to first look at our friendship with God, knowing that that friendship with Him is the foundation for every relationship that we're going to have, whether it's in our homes, with our families, with our community, and friendships one-on-one with other females. So that's where it started, and that was the foundation for the 4 weeks of study, talking about authentic Christ-centered relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in Boulder, they covered spiritual gifts, and I'm sure that each one of us at some point in time has taken maybe a spiritual gifts assessment, or, you know, maybe taken a spiritual gifts class. And just as women being encouraged and to recognize how God has gifted us as a member of the body to serve, I think is just such a powerful and encouraging way that God sees us as women, and that we have been gifted to do some really, really powerful things, not just in ministry, but in our own lives and in our own relationships. Both are strengthening our relationships with the Lord through really meaningful spiritual disciplines, and then also in building relationships mm-hmm. with one another, that we are gifted, and it is okay to be gifted in one way and not be gifted in another. So I think that all three of these things, I love how God is working through women's ministry on each one of the campuses through these really intentional studies. So Whitney, thinking about what the Lord did through your women's ministry study this spring, can you think of one or two really specific ways that God moved, whether it's through your group or through a specific woman? Can you think of one or two ways that you'd share?
Well, I would start by saying that I feel like the conversations that we had in that group were so authentic. I think women really showed up with their full selves, mm-hmm. with the good and the hard and the challenging, and we wrestled together. And I love that part of community, and I love that part of wrestling through what does our life mean, and how do we bring it fully before the Lord, and how do we allow Him to work in us and to grow us and to change us. And I think that Mason King had these three different categories through the book of our attention and our emotions and our limits. And I feel like every single one of them was really convicting and really challenging. There was a whole chapter that was on digital. Like you were saying, Jennifer, I feel like we live in this technology age where it is so easy to let the voices of the world around us crowd out the voice of the Lord. And how do we think about what we're listening to and what we're going to for comfort and what we're going to feed ourselves when we're feeling dry or when we're feeling that we want more? And really, as we're doing these spiritual disciplines, they're not so much to grow us necessarily as a Christian, because I think that that's something that the Spirit does in us, but it more reveals where our heart is oriented and where our attentions are fixed and where our emotions are tethered, and it allows us then to redirect those to the Lord and allows Him to do His work within that. So I would say there were many women who felt very convicted, as I was, in the chapter on the digital attention, but also his whole section on emotions. We are such emotional beings as women. I feel a lot of extremes of emotions, and how we come before the Lord in those and how we use those in our prayers and in our way of relating to the Lord. I mean, our emotions are such a gift from God, and yet they're not always joyful, are they? Right? Mm-hmm. And how do we bring the hard? How do we bring the frustrating? How do we bring the guilt and the shame that we sometimes feel before the Lord, and we trust him with our emotions? Mm-hmm. I feel like those were some really powerful discussions. And then another thing that I feel like our culture really tries to deceive us in, that we are more limitless than we actually are, and just how we can embrace our creaturehood, mm-hmm. how we can rest. I think women have such a hard time resting and stopping. I know I do. This is something I've wrestled with for years, and we just had such fruitful discussions of what does it look like to place the things that we are gifted in, and then the things that we are not gifted in, the time that we do have, as well as the time that we don't have, mm-hmm. all before the Lord. And how do we allow him to be working within the framework that he has given us mm-hmm. to do his work and to call us to his purposes and allow him ultimately to be glorified in our lives?
Yeah. So Whitney, here's a question you were not prepared for, but you are a mom of two girls who are getting to the upper elementary, preteen. So these topics, I hear you talking, and I just imagine that as you are mothering these two young women, how, what a gift it is to just have this encouragement to pass this along to your daughters. And to give them maybe some of the things that, the tools that maybe we didn't have, or maybe we did have and we have clearly forgotten as we have gotten wrapped up in adulthood and motherhood. But have you seen an opportunity to just pass these things along to your girls?
Yes, you know, and that's such a great point, Amy, because I feel like that was something that we had in our groups that was so precious, is we had women from all stages of life. And I will tell you, I leaned into some of those older women with their wise wisdom, saying, what did you do in this season? Here's where I am now. I need your help with this and your advice. How did you walk through like this busy season? Or how did you work through these emotions with your kids? And as we're getting into these preteen years, and that was so rich. And just having women pray over me and over my life and my motherhood. And that is so beautiful. But yes, I think that it does, as we are thinking and just processing through all of this ourselves, to be able to then process out loud with our kids and to able to model them to them. What does it look like to wrestle with this? What does it look like to try new things in your life and to be prayerful and allow God to be shaping your life in different ways, that it's not always set in stone, that God is working in us as this continual process in our lives to make us disciples of him, and that he's doing that very work in them, and how beautiful that we get to be on this journey together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Encouraging. I wish I could have been at all of these. That is really exciting. Yeah, God is definitely on the move, for sure. So Jennifer, here at the Erie campus, we did Craving Community, and we had an opportunity to hear from a lot of different women about a lot of different things in their journey of building community and friendship. Mm-hmm. But can you just share maybe one or two ways that God really moved through this study in our group of women here?
Yeah, I think it struck me how many women were new to Calvary or new to women's ministry who hadn't gotten to come and be in community like this before, that were really courageous and stepped into this. And I think that was God's movement, even preparing for the study, that inviting women in and women having the courage to say yes and to come. And, you know, it's really vulnerable to come and say, I am lacking community. I need community in this season of my life, and I'm here for that. And so I think that was God's preparation even, and just bringing women in. And then I think some of the tools that we were given in this study were really helpful to allow us to form and grow those friendships that we're seeking after. Some of the highlights, I think, from the study itself were what the Bible teaches about the gifts that we can give, that we receive and give to one another, of presence with each other, being vulnerable. You know, you talked about women showing up as themselves, being authentic. That's part of our value of loving relationships. So, you know, people talking about that and admitting that's hard. That's really hard, being vulnerable. Even asking for and offering forgiveness and reconciliation rather than letting the friendship die away, but really going to our sister in Christ and talking about that hard thing. And when you said this is how it made me feel. And this is, and wanting to have, build those relationships over time with one another, takes a lot of sacrifice. So we just saw women coming out of their small groups every week, feeling like they had really connected in the study and just by the Spirit in with the Lord first and foremost, but also with each other. It was just really encouraging to see. And then those women who were just starting to get connected, it was a way not only to do that surrounding God's word, but among women that wanted the same thing. They're also seeking that kind of those kinds of friendships. So yeah, those were some of the highlights for me.
Yeah, I think it was encouraging to see women in this room who, from the outside, if you were to look at them, you would think, they've got lots of friends. They don't, you know, mm-hmm. but to just see the opportunity for them to share just that desire for depth. Mm-hmm. And then also the reminder that God is that faithful friend,
yeah.
you know, and that he promises to never leave and to never forsake. And when our earthly friends and relationships disappoint us, because they will,
yeah.
And we will disappoint yeah. those that we're in relationship with, mm-hmm. that God is faithful, and that relationship is something he designed.
Right.
And so it was really life-giving to, mm-hmm. I think, everyone on so many different levels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah, so many different levels. And we've seen that kind of continue yeah. as we've wrapped up that study. So, okay, so at Calvary, we really desire to build Christ-centered communities of people fully devoted to loving God and loving others. And we've talked a little bit about how these studies did those things. But if you were to communicate to someone, hey, you are new to Calvary, and here's what women's ministry studied, and here's why these things support our mission, mm-hmm. How would you communicate that? How would you tie those things? If we were going to button this all up, how would you do that by sharing what your women's ministry did this spring?
Well, I think I would agree with Jennifer is that it first and foremost has to start with our relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I think that this study really dove into how do we place ourselves before the Lord and we give ourselves fully to him? Mm-hmm. How do we walk as a disciple for him? Mm-hmm. But then it doesn't stop there, right? And really, it begins in this community together, in this conversation, in this room of women gathered together, which is community. And we need that accountability. We need that church body around us, and how important it is to have people, women praying for us, praying over these things in our lives, encouraging us, equipping us, sharpening us, right? Mm-hmm. There are so many things that we need in the body of Christ. And then it extends even further than that, right? That when we've placed ourselves before the Lord, when we have placed ourselves in community, then our heart is softened and opened, and all those distractions are taken away that allow us to see where God has placed us in the community around us. And I think that that's kind of the pivotal point then of how do we look beyond the walls of the church, and how do we see what God sees, and how do we love the people there as God loves them? Mm-hmm. How do we take all of the things that we are that he created and designed us to be, and we use them intentionally for his world, and we go and make disciples as God calls us to, right?
Yeah. Jennifer, as far as our creating community,
yeah.
you know, our study actually had the title
right.
of community in it, yeah. but in focusing on that desire to build a Christ-centered community, mm-hmm. where did you see that really flesh itself out in this study here at Erie?
Yeah, I think it's been our pursuit and through all our studies to build those Christ-centered communities, to see God establish and grow us in community with one another. I like to focus for a second on the word building. I mean, I think that this study allowed us to continue, maybe put another building block in place for women to begin or continue the relationship around Christ first and then with each other. So yeah, our focus was building community with one another. But it was like a stepping stone maybe it could be a first invitation for some women, or it was a continued step where they were willing to go further into those relationships. So it was definitely fits with our mission and vision. I think it also just highlights that, and you referred to it, Amy, earlier, that is God's design for us to be in relationship. And so this study helped us first think about the vertical relationship with the Lord, and then our horizontal relationships with our sisters. And so, again, that's building Christ-centered communities, fully devoted to loving God, our vertical relationship, and loving others, our horizontal relationship. So it really directed us right to that, the study itself did. Yeah, and then I think it also challenged us to consider and commit to taking some risks in our relationships with one another that maybe we hadn't before, or we weren't sure if we were ready to. And you mentioned accountability, where we could talk about those risks, whether it's being more vulnerable or choosing to invest deeply into friendships that will point us to Jesus and to life following him. So I think the study allowed for that as well, helping us to take those next steps as individuals and as a community that says we want to, this is the kind of friendship we want to have with each other, focused on Jesus and pointing each other to him.
Yeah. The depth of relationship with women is really sweet. Mm-hmm. And I think surface relationships are developed kind of quickly and easily, right? Yeah. But the depth of relationship that happens when you are a sister in Christ, and then also when you sit around a table on a regular basis, diving into God's word, you have something in common with this woman mm-hmm. that maybe outside of God's word, you may not have a whole lot in common, either age-wise, you know, the multi-generational factor that we have at Calvary, I think in women's ministry is super unusual and really powerful.
So beautiful.
It is. It's so beautiful. And I learned so much from the younger women who just have so much life and energy and, you know, and they are hip to all the things, right? But it also helps, you know, it encourages me that there is still so much joy mm-hmm. in serving Jesus as a young woman. And then also just the older women to lean into the season. They have lived through my season mm-hmm. of life. They've lived through maybe my season of friendship and relationship mm-hmm. and just that God is faithful. So I just love the ability that Calvary provides for women, multi-generational, to sit around God's word mm-hmm. and dive deeply into that.
Amen.
Okay, so the summer is here, and while our April studies are over, we still have lots going on at all of our campuses. I know in Boulder, they have got kind of three different things going on at their campus. They have a Her Story, His Glory events that happen. I think they have three happening this summer where women will gather around and hear just a real story of God's work in a woman's life and be encouraged by that. They're doing some summer coffee dates, which I'm a big fan of for all kinds of reasons. They're going to do some summer coffee dates. And then also they have some summer gather dinners where this really speaks to me, a dinner on a patio where you hang out with women and enjoy everything that God has provided us here in Colorado. And maybe there's some intentional conversation, but just a lot of small group fellowship time around a meal. And so that's what's happening at the Boulder campus. But Whitney, what do you guys have happening at the Thornton campus for women this summer?
Yeah. So really spinning out of the spiritual disciplines study, we are launching our summer accountability groups, which have been going for like the last 2 years now. Mm-hmm. Jenny Fleetmeyer floated this idea a couple years ago at a women's retreat, and our campus really took hold of it. Mm-hmm. And we have formed regular accountability groups that launch each season. And we have our next group that's launching this summer. Super excited for that, where women can continue these ideas from the study and continue to walk together in community through those. We have both online options for groups, and this summer we're going to be starting some in-person accountability groups too, which is exciting. We will be starting our summer Bible study, where we're going to be doing Everyday Theology by Mary Wiley.
Love that book.
And we're really going to be diving into what does the Bible say that we should believe? Where are the biblical truths in the Word of God? And how can we live out our everyday life based on those truths? So it's balancing this head knowledge with then how are we acting and actually applying that to our lives. So super excited about that. Over the summer, we'll also at the end of June be having our summer social, which is just a fun way to get all of our groups together to celebrate, just have some fun, crafts, food, conversations, and just be encouraged by one another.
And all of that can be found at calvarybible.com under your campuses.
Yes.
Page. Great. Yep. Okay. And Jennifer, what's happening in Erie?
Yeah, that sounds lovely, Whitney. That's so great. And it's fun hearing what's happening in Boulder. Yeah. We have already started having some coffee dates. Those are the second and fourth Thursday mornings at Christo's Coffee Shop in Erie. And that gives us a chance to continue those conversations we started, invite new women in, and just grow in community with one another, just very relaxed, often out on the patio. It's great. It's a mainstay throughout the summer where you know you can connect with other women and find belonging there. And then we're going to have three evening events for women, also very relaxed, but here at the Calvary campus in Erie. And it'll be out on the patio. It'll be a chance to maybe hear a devotional from a woman, hear from someone's life, what she's experienced about Christ-centered relationship, friendships in her own life, but also giving women a chance to mingle and have those conversations that they want to have, catching up on how's life, what's happening this summer, meeting someone new, having some dessert, that kind of thing. The end of the summer that evening will be, in August, will be a Bunko game night, which was a popular thing last year. And then knowing that all of our relationships are centered on Christ, it's so helpful to me personally to have times of quiet and rest. And you mentioned that from your spiritual discipline. And so this is our fourth year, I believe, having a day of quiet. We're going to have a quiet retreat on Saturday, June 27th. And that'll be just a half day for women to come. And if they can't stay, they can take a packet and go. But to really devote ourselves to some time to listen and to be present with Him. I know Thomas was talking, and probably other pastors and other campuses too, that prayer isn't just talking to God, it's also listening to Him and getting to just be with Him, abide with Him, that we're told about in John 15. So that's going to be that day. So I'm excited. I feel like we have all these different dimensional ways that women at Calvary on all three campuses can connect with one another and grow in their relationship with Christ.
Yeah. A day of quiet rest used to really scare me. You know, I thought I didn't know how I was going to fill that time. But it is such a powerful spiritual discipline to just have quiet and time away from the Lord. And so, or time away with the Lord. And so I think that's a really exciting opportunity that we have and a great focus that you guys brought. So, well, ladies, thank you so much for being here and sharing just a tidbit of the way God worked on all of our campuses. I look forward to what He is doing throughout the summer. And maybe in the fall, we can get back together and talk about where we're going to go in the fall. But in the meantime, I just want to remind everyone to go to calvarybible.com. You can go to each individual campus's page. There's information and registration pages for all the events that are happening in women's ministry, but also we've got Kids Week coming. There's so many things that are happening on all of our campuses. And so we just want to invite you into community, a Christ-centered community here at Calvary, fully devoted to loving God and loving others. So until we see you again, please find us on a campus and say hello or connect with someone new. We want you to connect, find belonging at Calvary, and invest in our ministry. Be blessed.